Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We now join our Sunday service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for July 23rd, 2023. I pray that you find comfort and joy in the service today. If you have any questions or any prayer requests during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and will do our best to meet your needs. I'd like to thank all those who have supported our church with generous donations. We do have expenses as we continue to grow internationally. We are personally thankful to all of our dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I'd like to call upon Reverend Douglas to begin the service with an opening prayer.
Greetings, everyone. I trust that today is going well for you. This prayer will be especially for the situations going around in the world, including our brothers and sisters in Spain that are having some election gyrations today. I will ask for God Almighty to bring the spirit of calmness upon the nation, as well as other places of conflict in the world. Let us pray. God Almighty, we are gathered here today. Though not in physical proximity, we are linked by our shared faith and fellowship of your spirit, of your unconditional love. You have said, God Almighty, there where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. We seek your presence among us today. We open our hearts and minds to your word, that it may instruct us, guide us, and lead us in our ways, in our spiritual journey. In this time of worship, your voice, may it be the loudest. As we delve into the topic of transgressions, missteps, sin, and ways to apply forgiveness, let your truth be illuminated by the compassion of Yeshua the Christ, be our beacon of light. May our words be pleasing to you and our thoughts reflect your love and mercy. Forgive us where we falter, guide us where we stray, and lead us ever closer to your unconditional love, to be wrapped up in the bosom of your loving arms and heart. In Jesus the Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I now call upon Mark, who will read our mission statement.
Our mission statement is to speak of God Almighty, enduringly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions our heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence for the immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as we count it in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty. We are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. Now I'm going to recite 1 Corinthians love verses. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Now I'm going to recite the Lord's Prayer, and I invite you to pray along with me. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now call upon Reverend Michael, who will read the prayer for the planet.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for the divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet, and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day, in every way. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Michael. Now I will ask Reverend Douglas, who will play a hymn and present the sermon.
I think I'll kind of forego the hymn at this part, Doug, Reverend Douglas, if you don't mind. I think it's better after the healing. Welcome, everyone. Just a little housekeeping. If you're here, I guess I need to do that. If you're here today for the first time, we have other people who have their little icon raised here. That means they've been here before. If you've been here before, go to the reactions at the bottom where there's a little smiley face and a plus. Hit that and raise your hand to let us know you've been here. Kind of also our symbol of what we do here as far as laying on of hands. And if you're if you're in the gallery, you go up to the right-hand corner. There's a little 9 dots. You can click on that, and then you can see everyone that's joining us here today. And I think there's about 34 people, it looks like, in attendance today. We normally have about 44 people. Today, as usual, this morning I was given the sermon in my dream vision. They always give it to me on the last at the last minute, but it's always meaningful and pertinent to our spiritual community. By the way, for those of you who are new, if you email pattyanddar@gmail.com, we'll give you more information. You only need to use your first name. You don't need to give us any other information other than your email. Everything is kept very confidential here. Your name doesn't go out to any lists or anything like that. So getting back to today's lesson, in attempting to understand one of the most important things as a person of a believer, if you will, as we are practical Christians, we are exercising practical spirituality. We are basically, because I'm a Christian first, but I'm also versed in all of the other world's great religions, which all seem to say the same thing. And that can be boiled down to the golden rule. Do unto others like you would have done unto you. Don't do anything to anyone else that you wouldn't want done to yourself. And that basically is our creed, although our spiritual community is based primarily on the book of Corinthians. So today, I'm glad that we're all here today. The world is going through extreme situations. This time of chaos that was predicted by the great seers is now here. It warms my heart to see you here today, although we may be sort of not in the same space. It's the spiritual influence that matters, not the space. My prayer is that each of you is blessed with health, wealth, peace, and serenity. Today, I want to talk about something that is very, very important, something that touches the very core of our faith, something that can either build us up or tear us apart, and that is the concept of transgressions, of karma, of sin, and how we as a community should respond when one of our members stumbles. Remember the golden rule now. In the good book, in Romans 3, verse 23, in the King James Version, it reminds us that all of us have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. It's true, brethren and sistren, all of us, at one time or another, it's absolutely a truth, have strayed from the path, and we have fallen short of what would be God's glory, the application of truth, of well-being, of spirituality. And that is a humbling thought, is it not? But it binds us together in our shared humanity and our shared frailty. When people ask me, how can they forgive themselves? How can they get rid of guilt that they've done such horrible things? I remind them, God is not going to punish you. You're human after all. And humans, as we know humans, make mistakes. And mistakes are but stepping stones to understanding the truth. They're stepping stones to success. All your mistakes lead you to understanding, to knowledge, to wisdom, do they not? I want you to turn to the parable of the lost sheep in Luke 15, verses 4 to 7. This is something that is very, very meaningful, although in Sunday school it's a nice story, but it has a deeper meaning, as all parables do. And it goes something like, what man or shepherd, having 100 sheep, if he were to lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost? And he keeps looking until he finds it. And when the shepherd finds it, he lay it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he cometh together his friends, neighbors, and saith unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner, trespasser, or one person committing a mistake, and then they repent. more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. That one is to be rejoiced. You see, God rejoices when one sinner, one trespasser, one error or mistaken activity happens, and that person repents and returns back to the fold of now wisdom and knowledge that they've made a mistake. And if God is all holy, all righteous, all just, can forgive, who are we to withhold forgiveness? If God can do this and we follow the teachings of Yeshua the Christ, and we follow the teachings that we know to be truth, then if God forgives, why should we not? Now, I'm not advocating for blanket acceptance of all actions without accountability. We know that actions have consequences. This is the great law, the balance of karma. If one of us has wronged another, there needs to be reconciliation, restitution, wherever possible. But that does not mean we shut the door on that person. That does not mean we exclude them from our community. We don't need to kick them out of our community because they have maybe done something that we find atrocious. After all, perhaps it was a mistake. They knew not better. Yeshua gave us the perfect example in John 8, 1 to 11. Remember this story. A woman was caught in adultery, and she was brought before him. The religious people at the time, the Pharisees, asked Jesus if she should be stoned. It was the law of Moses. Yeshua responded in verse 7. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And one by one, the accusers left. Of course, they had committed sin, had they not. Ultimately, there was only Jesus and the woman. In verse 10 to 11, Jesus asked her, "Woman, where are your accusers?" Looking around, they're all gone. "Hath no man condemned thee?" And she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go, don't make the same mistake or sin no more." And she left. Here we have an example of Yeshua showing forgiveness, but also setting a new path. And as we are followers to illuminate the Christ's words, as he said, "Go and sin no more," remember, he did not condemn the woman, nor did he condone her activities or sin. In our community, the Many Mansions Spiritual Centers and the International School of the Prophets, we strive to do the same. It's an inward journey. For those among us who have made mistakes, let us extend a hand of forgiveness, an offer of reconciliation, and give them a chance to make amends, to repent, and to show restitution, if they are sincere. In Ephesians 4:32, it states, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Again, as believers, as seekers of the truth, as those on a path to find the law, the right way, the truth, that we might be better spiritual beings, here is a fundamental teaching. Be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ would forgive us. In conclusion, let us remember that our community is a house with many mansions, room for all who seek God Almighty. all who seek the teachings of the truth, to illuminate the Christ consciousness and the words of the Christ. Each of us has a place, a purpose, and a role. And when one of us stumbles, which is inevitable, let us not be quick to cast them out. No need to seek an exorcism, an expulsion, or to shun them. Help them back up onto their spiritual feet that they can rise up with dignity, not shame, and realize as they look around the room, yeah, everybody here has committed a sin. I'm no different. To be on the path, this is the way, is to stand up, forgive yourself, and then make a mental note. I won't do that anymore. And do your best not to. As we end this talk today, let us remember that forgiveness is not a sign of weakness at all, but it's a great strength. It takes a spiritual courage. It takes a spiritual understanding. It requires that our heart is humble, that our spirit is kind, and that that love and that loving action reflects the God's love that is within each and every one of us. May God guide us in our actions, and may we truly become a community that mirrors the love and forgiveness of Yeshua's teachings, the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of love and compassion. By this demonstration alone, my friends, this qualifies you to be a loving spiritual being on the path to enlightenment, to self-awareness, and to realization of just who you are as a spiritual being in a physical body. These are the concepts, precepts, and steps that we take in our community to find the truth. And as we find that inner truth, God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? Amen. Back to you, Doug.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. Next in the service, we have the virtue healing. And again, I remind you, if you have any requests for healing, please put them in the chat. Okay. I now will ask Reverend Douglas to conduct the healing part of the service. Reverend Douglas.
Okay, I'm hoping that we can get the music going here in the background. Well, it's a little out of sequence here. Sorry, my computer is not cooperating today. Let's try this one. All right. Let's try this one. For those that are here today, I remind you that you do not need to put your name in the chat and ask for additional healing. You are receiving it through the computer directly. Asking a second time is actually a bit of a lack of faith. God blesses each and every one that is here. The medium of the Wi-Fi or cell phones seems to be a carrier of the virtue energy as we have come to experience. While I'm blessing you with this virtue energy, all of us are helping each other. I often likened it to be like batteries coming together. So while I'm sending you energy, I'm going to read all your names. There are now 41 of us on board here. I want you to think about specifically where you would like the virtue energy to go. Physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever. There's no limitation to God's bounty, to God's resources. You may ask about anything you like. And if you have a friend that you want to send some energy to, you can do that by putting it in the chat. However, please email manymansions.helpline@gmail.com, and our counselor and volunteer Joe will take care of that request. And then during the week, we have people who will pray for you, but you'll have a formal request here, which we address first. Then we go to the chat. So we'll try to do this in such a way as you understand there is nobody between you and God Almighty. I'm a conduit. You're a conduit. God blesses us, each and every one of us. Now, why do some people receive healings just like that? And why others seem to need to come back a couple of times or maybe every week they get a little better? That's a testament of your faith. That's between you and God. There is no right, there is no wrong. In our community, I teach you the truth that I've found out over the last 50 years in developing myself to be a spiritual person, and how I've uncovered the pathway to developing your own spiritual abilities and gifts. Not only is it, as stated in the book of Corinthians, a possibility for you to develop your spiritual abilities, it's a duty, and I expect you to develop your abilities, whatever they might be. Read the book of Corinthians, chapter 12 and 14, and you'll find the spiritual gifts, and maybe you're already having spiritual experiences. And with that, this is answering people who have emailed me in the last little while about what we're doing. By the end of the summer, we will have our community a little better organized. And I will be teaching you, along with Reverend Douglas and the other clergy and the other people who have volunteered to help us, including Patty and Joe, Jack and Paul, Dave, Mark, at Tim and others. We expect you to develop your spiritual abilities to the highest level you possibly can do so. And if that's what you're intending, you can pray for that now, and you can feel the energy going through your hands. As I'm talking to you, I can feel it starting to mount in my chest and my heart, and it's starting to come out of my hands. Remember, nothing is impossible for God. God is the creator of all things. That invisible growth, life that you see in a plant growing, for instance, that's God, that's creation in action. Your body is the same. It's full of electricity. It's full of virtue. The reason you have some illness or sickness is because the virtue is blocked, the life force is blocked somehow. And overcoming that block starts in your mind. It starts right now. As we ask God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of all that is holy, in the name of unconditional love, we ask for a blessing to each and every one that is here today at our Zoom service. Wherever they are in the world, a and they are all over the world now. We ask for virtue to reach out and to touch them, to enter into their body, their mind, their heart, and their soul, that they will receive a blessing of wellness, of healing, of plenty, of abundance, of peace, of faith, and of a closer understanding that they are not alone, and that they are coming closer and closer to your warming embrace. That they could feel the protection of God Almighty. All they need do is ask. And through this prayer we ask on their behalf, grant them their prayers, whatever they are thinking about at this moment, whatever they need, whatever they want, whatever they require. We ask for the virtue to go out to them easily and comfortably, to restore them to good health, to replenish any needs or inadequacies or shortages in their life, to bring them peace in their hearts and their mind. We ask for the virtue to go out to them immediately and easily and comfortably assist them in all ways. We ask in the name of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. We ask in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. We ask in the name of Mother Mary, the Holy Family. We ask in the name of the angels, Raphael, Michael, Uriel, and the others who watch over us. We ask in the name of all those that are meaningful, saints, avatars, and those in the world who watch over us and to whom we are grateful. We are grateful for the blessings we are receiving each and every day. We are grateful for the blessings we are asking for and are receiving today. We ask for virtue to go through our lives, through our bodies, to remove any diseases in our blood, our organs, our tissues, our bones. We ask for our mind to be quickened, our intelligence to be increased, to the functions of thinking increased clearly. We ask for peace in our hearts, to remove any pain or guilt or sorrow. We ask for our heart to be filled with enthusiasm and for opportunities to bring enthusiasm into our lives. We ask for good company, those that make us laugh and bring joy in our lives, whether they are family, friends, or friends we have yet to meet. We ask that those who have authority over us, the business leaders, the religious leaders, the political leaders, and all others, that their hearts be softened, that their actions be done with compassion and for the greater good, and not for their selfish means. We ask that our enemies would be put asunder. Those who would cause us difficulty shall be said from us and put away, that the light of love and peace will come into our lives, that we will feel this sense of warmth, that we will know that God is with us. And if God is with us, no one can be against us. Although they may show up in our lives, the darkness, the ha-Satan, will be shed, will be prevented from affecting or influencing us. That we will always find the light. We will always find solutions and opportunities to overcome any difficulty that comes to us, any challenge that presents itself, any block, it shall be removed from our path with God's grace, easily and comfortably. We ask for the virtue to go through our physical bodies. We ask to increase this energy, this love, through our heart and emotional body. We ask for this energy to go to our brain, our mind, and our thinking to bring us peace of mind. And we ask for our spirit to be replenished with love and to touch upon God's almighty grace. We ask for this sense, this love, this feeling of abundance, this cuddling, this closeness, to come to us easily and comfortably and surround us, to envelope us with love. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for that that is taking place this moment. For us, for those that are near and dear to us, to our friends and relatives, to the countries we live in, may there be peace profound. We ask for peace to be extended to the country of Spain today, that there be a calmness, that any difficulties of violence, contention, and anger be subdued. May peace be profound. May understanding be profound. May they come to accept the outcome of their election easily and comfortably. And may those that are elected, may they be in the path of righteousness. We ask this in the name of all that is loving, all that is kind, all that is compassionate. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for the healing forces to go through all those that are here today. We ask for the force to go through that one on the 585 area code, the 416, the 919, the 440, for Brandon, for Carrie, for Jason, for JP, Jack and Sandy, William, Maria Fernanda, and her brother Fernando, Sue, Anna, Santos, Karen on her iPhone, Eric, Celeste, Jesus, John, Vivian, Bertina, my cell phone just jumped around here. I'll continue on. For John, for Vivian, for John D, for Joy, for Patty, for Carol. For Tim, for Joy, for Patty, for Paul, Marg, Rebecca, Bertina again, PJ, Tim, C, Jim and Shireen, Larry, Angie and baby Elsie, to Trish, Patricia, Santiago, GLS, Beverly, Beto, myself, Joe, Maria, Michael Irvine, Reverend Michael Irvine, Mark, and Reverend Douglas Bentley. I trust I got to everyone. If I've missed you, I apologize. We'll ask for the healing forces to go into your chest now. Or ask for the love to be sent. It's going to go into your chest. You might feel your chest warming up. We ask for the love that God sends to go into your chest, to bring love into your heart, to bring peace into your life easily now. We ask for this to go to Jason. I think I missed him before. In the name of all that is holy, remember, you are not alone. God is with you. Ask and you shall receive. Think now wherever you would like the virtue to go through your life, into your physical body, affecting your heart, your mind, and your soul, affecting your finances, your property, your career. Ask for opportunities, opportunities to bring more into your life, to bring plenty into your life. Feel the energy, accept the virtue as it goes around the world and it comes to you. In the name of all that is holy, I am grateful for that that has been given, for that that will continue to be given. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, I am grateful. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful that I'm here today to be of service. I am grateful that the clergy, Reverend Douglas, Deacon Dave, Reverend Michael, and the other members of the Board of Directors, both here in Canada and America, Jack, Paul, Raul, Richard, Linda, Patty, that we are all blessed in our ability to be of service. In the name of all that is holy, I am grateful. And now we'll have a special prayer for Deacon Dave's wife. Our mother-in-law, rather, was in the hospital. We'll think of her and we'll send her love easily and comfortably. I will ask for this love to go into Dave's mother-in-law to bless her, to relieve her, whatever the cost. Patty will also go now to the list of people who are not here today, and we'll ask our community, when we hear the names, to send them love and ask in your mind for virtue to go to them, to whatever they need. Go ahead, Patty.
For Susan, relief from a chronically sore left jaw.
As we ask God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into this person's left jaw to restore the tissue and the bone and to remove whatever is causing the pain in the jaw or the neck easily and comfortably. We ask for virtue to relieve this difficulty now. And we can all visualize somebody's jaw and it's being sent nice loving energy, and you can see the muscles relax if you can. Otherwise, we're just concentrating on that area. Next, I should say amen. Continue.
For Kirby, relief from cancer and the side effects from treatment.
Dear God Almighty, from the universal love of virtue, we ask virtue to go into this man's body to remove any disease, any cancerous cells easily and comfortably, and for the body to tolerate the treatment that is being given, to accept the treatment and to mitigate any disruption or pain, that the end result will be health and remedy from the cancer. Amen.
For Zachary, relief from spinal and hearing issues.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through the spine, up and down the spine, relieving any difficulties of impairment, to correcting the spinal function, to removing any discomfort and pain easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Emmy, relief from multiple sclerosis, concussion, and memory issues.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to sweep through this body, to straighten the spine, to affect the thinking centers in the brain, to improve thinking and memory easily and comfortably, and we are grateful for the virtue that is being sent. Amen.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia and eyesight loss due to glaucoma.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into this body, to cleanse the eyes, to cleanse the brain, to allow blood flow to be increased, to bring the healing influences into the brain easily and comfortably. We are grateful for the virtue that is working and remedying this body easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Michael, relief from a constricted esophagus and the inability to eat and hold any food down.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to relieve this body, to relax any muscles or restrictions or tissues that are causing this difficulty, to immediately allow this body to swallow and to ingest food easily and comfortably, that the body is able to digest and assimilate nutrition easily and comfortably. We are grateful for the virtue that is going through this body easily and comfortably, correcting this condition now. Amen.
For Sam, relief from severe liver cancer and associated complications.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this man, to relieve him of his cancerous cells or condition easily and comfortably. We ask for the virtue to repair the body and to allow the body to adjust and accept the healing energy and the influences of whatever remedies or medicines are being given to work cooperatively in the body, that he is restored easily and made to be comfortable now. Amen.
For Ken, relief from alcoholism and head injuries due to a fall leading to memory loss.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this body, to remove that of the demon of temptation of alcoholism, and to allow the body to be made whole. We ask for the repair into the brain, into the neck, and into the spinal column to relieve the conditions of impairment easily now. And we ask for the memory to be returned easily and comfortably now. We are grateful for the virtue that is going through this body and will continue to go through this body to repair and replenish the body to good health and to chase out any darkness or negativity easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Benny, relief from cancer, pain, and a fragile nervous system.
We ask for the virtue to go through this person to restore the nervous system, to bring strength into the body, to remove fear and anxiety out of the mind and the heart, to allow the body to be made whole, to be strengthened, that it is able to function normally, easily, and comfortably now. We are grateful for the virtue that is going through this body, repairing and cleansing easily now. Amen.
The next are from the chat. For the dog Mia, relief from a cancerous tumor on her front right leg.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all those angels above who watch over pets, we ask for a blessing, including Angel Raphael, to this animal to shrink and remove the tumor from the leg easily and comfortably now, to bring the body into good health. Amen.
For Fernando, relief from lung cancer and more metastasis.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through this person to remove any cancerous substances, cells, or tumors, to again contain the cancer, to destroy the tumors, to allow the body to gain health, to accept the medicine that is being given, that good health will be the end result and the body will be cancer-free. We ask in the name of God Almighty and Mother Mary, Father Joseph, and Jesus the Christ. Amen.
For Justin, who recently passed.
God Almighty, we ask for the angels to come to Justin, to surround his soul, to guide him to the higher dimensions above, that he is welcomed into the bosom of God Almighty, that as he ascends to the heavens above, he will be greeted by those he knows and loves, that he will be welcomed in the post-existence and become aware it is the same as the pre-existence, that he will find his way unafraid, ascending to the higher levels of love, of consciousness. Amen.
For Andrea, for cancer.
God Almighty, we ask for a cleansing to this person, that the virtue will go through this body, converting any cells that are misshapen, that are rapid and outrageous in the body, to contain them and to dispose of them easily and comfortably, that virtue will allow the body to be restored to good health the sooner the better. Now. Amen.
For Joan, for cancer.
God Almighty, we once again ask for virtue to go through this body, to remove any diseases, any impurities, any toxins easily and comfortably, that the end result will be health, step by step, until the body is cancer-free. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. We ask for the virtue to be set immediately and continuously until the body is healed. Amen.
For David, release from heart surgery and eye surgery.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through this body, to speed up the body's healing and accelerate the body to recover from surgery, accepting the surgery as a blessing, allowing the body to be made whole, that the healing process will be again quickened by virtue, and the body will recover completely in good health. The sooner the better. Amen.
For Alan, for recovery from atrial fibrillation surgery.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the body to be accelerated in its recovery and acceptance of this spiritual force or energy going through the body to recover from surgery easily. Now we ask for virtue to accelerate all of the body's healing abilities easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Frida, relief from Lyme disease.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this body, removing any toxins or disease from the body, to strengthen the immune system to overcome this disease easily and quickly. Incrementally, perhaps, lessening the effects of the disease until the disease is completely exited from the body, that the body is strengthened, that the enthusiasm for life is returning easily and comfortably, that the body is full of joy. Amen.
Pray for the strength to walk.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this body, to affect the nervous systems, the muscles, the sinews, the tendons, the bones, to allow the body to be energized with strength. The body will become ambulatory, easily and comfortably, step by step. Let this body recover. May the body be made whole, the sooner the better. In the name of Yeshua, the Savior. Amen.
For John, for relief from leukemia.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask that this man's body be cleansed, that any cancerous cells, any disease in the body shall be overcome, that virtue will go through this body expeditiously, removing any disease, any cancerous cells, and converting them into good and strong cells, that the disease will be removed and the body will be strengthened, that virtue will bring the life force back into this body easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Kathleen, for relief from lupus.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this body, to remove any disease from the body, to allow the body to return to normal, to be strengthened, to the immune system, to be enhanced, and this disease of lupus to be conquered and overcome and expelled from the body now. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. Amen.
Marty, for relief from his suffering from polio.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into this body, to instill in this the body, nervous system and muscle systems, and all that that is required for this body to be strengthened. We ask for virtue to bring life into this body to overcome the effects of this disease, to refuse it, to expunge it, remove it from the body easily, comfortably now. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful that this body will be made whole easily and comfortably now. Amen.
This is the last request. For Nelson, to restore strength in his arms and legs.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into this body, to allow strength to return to the arms and legs of this body, to allow whatever systems in the body need to be amplified or strengthened easily, quickly, and enthusiastically. Now, allow this body to regain strength to move its arms and legs, that it will enjoy a better life, a fuller life, a stronger life. Allow this person to be a demonstration of your grace. We ask for virtue to go through this body and to maintain activity in this body, that this prayer is answered easily and comfortably now. Amen. And now for the planet and for each and every one that is not here that is meaningful, we ask in the name of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Family that watches over us, the angels and avatars that are with us, each and every one of us in the community, that we draw upon your love, we draw upon our faith, that we come closer and closer to God Almighty. We profess our belief in God Almighty. We profess our spiritual consciousness, our soul. It is attempting to gain knowledge, love, and to be closer to the divine each and every day. We are grateful for our lives, and we are grateful for those who are meaningful in our life. We ask for a blessing to those that we are thinking of now, who are our family, our friends, people we know, who are not here today, who may want to join our community at some time in the future, but to whom we ask a divine blessing. Ask and it shall be given. And as we seek and knock on this door, we ask for the virtue to go to each and every one that we are thinking of now. We have evidence. We have belief. We have faith. A blessing is being given to all those to whom we are thinking of, even though they might not acknowledge it, even though they might deny it. We are asking for a blessing to whatever they need, whatever they can accept, whatever virtue is willing to go to them to make their lives better. May they have prosperity. May they have plenty. May they have good health. May their heart be filled with enthusiasm. And may their mind be at peace. And may their soul awaken and come closer and closer to understanding the association they have with God Almighty. Guide them on their path. Bless them in their life. We are grateful for all that has been given today. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for the ability to be of service. In the name of all that is holy, amen, amen, and amen. Now I'll see if I can get that prayer. That healing music. Yeah, here we go. Just contemplate what you've received as we listen to this song, this hymn.
I the Lord.
I was just wondering if you could hear that. I could see the share side was it up. So sorry. For all the people who are listening in on the radio show today, we trust you have enjoyed our spiritual healing, service. I know you could hear the hymn that was being played because through the microphone's a little different than through the Zoom meeting. Please email if you need help. manymansions.helpline@gmail.com, and we'll keep in contact with you. You can go to the website, internationalschoolofthepropheets.com, for more information and to find the Zoom link that you can join with us next week, for instance, or perhaps other classes that we have offered here. That basically, my friends, concludes the healing portion of the service. We will have a closing prayer in a few moments, and then we will have a social after. We have Wednesday nights you can come to as a study class every Wednesdays, and you should get an email or information on that. Reverend Douglas, I think I'll turn the meeting back to you if there's any announcements.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. There are no announcements today.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. That's internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.